A crowd of about 20 people clap as Congresswoman Debbie Dingell talks about the importance of making sure the act gets reauthorized. The Washtenaw Food Hub in Ann Arbor would benefit by receiving funding to help restore over 14 acres of wetlands on their property. Kim Bayer's project manager at the hub.
What we are doing is trying to restore the wetlands that are still wet and low spots and filled in ponds.
By restoring the land, it will help bring back a natural habitat, and the once industrial farmland will help grow organic food. Rena Bosch is the owner of Locavorias. They preserve local food by freezing it and then selling it during the off-season. She says her customers are willing to pay a bit more if they know her products don't hurt the environment.
If you taste our sweet corn in the middle of the winter, there's just no comparison with like commercially available frozen sweet corn. And that sweet corn is grown about 5 miles from where we're standing. It's non-GMO. It's using our clean Michigan water. And it just tastes fantastic.
Congresswoman Debbie Dingell says the restoration will also protect another key resource in our community.
What happened in Flint is something we have to make sure never happens again. This kind of conservation keeps the water clean in our area.
Ducks Unlimited is an organization that helps with habitat restoration, and they're also very involved with this project. They, along with the Michigan DNR, are also helping restore a prairie located a few miles away from the hub. Mike Parker's with the DNR.
One of the great things about this project is that there is a conservation easement on this land, so it's going to stay like this forever.
The restoration projects will cost about $50,000. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.